Welcome to episode number 5 of Soccer.
Yeah.
The Horn's unofficial, yet so official, soccer podcast with Bucky Godbolt and Brad Kellner. Soccer, duh, is brought to you by Altstadt Brewery, 34 Wine and Spirits, and Green Mountain Flower Company. We'll tell you more about all of them a little bit later in the show. But it is episode 5, and Buck, unfortunately, we have to talk about the first losing streak in Austin FC history, as the Oaks were bested by LA Galaxy on Saturday, 2-0, the final in LA. Austin FC has dropped back-to-back games for the first time in club history. And to be quite honest, Buck, look, we'll find positive takeaways. There were some good individual performances, some good individual moments, but Austin FC was clearly the inferior side on Saturday. LA Galaxy, the better team, and they walk away with the 3 points.
Yeah, well, you and I talked about it last week on the cast. We talked the fact that without Alex Ring, they're already undermanned and going into this game, and they look like that. They look that way. I was hoping that maybe just us talking about it or whatever, it wouldn't be that way. But athletically, you could see that they missed their captain, and that was a bad red card that he received the week before. And it really hurt this team. This was a team that I thought could have – I don't know if they were going to really match wits with LA Galaxy. This LA Galaxy team is filled with stars, and it's a veteran team. And for this team to go there, but they didn't have the energy, you know. I thought that, you know, it was like, let's play back in our third, and we know that that's what the Oaks do. They play in their bottom half, and what they do is they start their offense from there. But they never got their offense going. It was like they lived in the bottom half, you know what I'm saying? And this, once again, it looked like a Tino was just kind of holding on and hoping something would happen, and it did. And it happened for the Galaxy, too.
Yeah, 2-0, the final score. The Galaxy scoring first in the 35th minute. Sebastian Legette, a member of the U.S. men's national team, after a really bad mistake from Austin FC defender Hector Jimenez. He tried a diving header to clear the ball away after a cross and just completely whiffed. That left Legette wide open against Brad Stuver, and Legette found the first goal for LA Galaxy, and then the second goal for the Galaxy scored in the 77th minute. Chicharito, Javier Hernandez of the Mexican national team, finding the back of the net, his 7th goal in 5 matches. He's off to a phenomenal start. But Buck, you've watched LA Galaxy a lot in the early going this year, and you kind of warned us. You talked about it on your show on the Horn, you talked about it on this podcast, that this would be a really, really tough test for Austin FC.
Yeah, and Chicharito is now getting back in shape. You know, the national team is, do they want him, don't they want him? Do they want him, don't they want him? I think they want him. The Mexican national team would like to have him back.
Well, the way he's playing right now,
yeah,
shoot.
He's hot. He's playing some of the best soccer that he's played. This has been a fantastic year for him. But this, as I said, an LA Galaxy team that really, over the last couple of weeks, they played LAFC. They played them well. They beat them. This is kind of the class of the MLS right now that the Oaks played this week. And now they'll have another tough battle, but they'll play a team that's only in their second year in Nashville playing at a brand-new stadium, but they're on the road, and the crowd will be going crazy, depending on how many they let in that stadium,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, this is what Austin FC has 3 more road games before they come home to Q2
right.
Stadium on June 19th.
So it's 8 games on the road, not 7. 8 games on the road.
It was originally 7.
Okay.
And then MLS announced a schedule adjustment a few weeks ago.
Wow.
So a game against Sporting KC has been rescheduled. So that game, the second game, of course, Austin FC already played at Children's Mercy Park. They already lost the heartbreaker to Sporting KC last week. They'll play Sporting KC in that 8th and final road match before coming home. But this week against Nashville, that's a winnable game for Austin FC.
Sure is.
After that, a trip to Seattle, who right now is number 1 in the league.
The Sounders.
They're legit.
Yes, they are.
And then you've got another trip to Sporting KC, which Austin FC knows is not an easy place to win a match. So for them to find at least one more win.
Yeah, aren't you and I are in agreement? If we get 3, if we get 3 of 8, that's fine. We'll come back home. We'll have some home games. This team should know each other well. I'm still saying it's a blue-collar team, that there are going to be some individuals that are going to really enjoy playing for this team as they start to gather some stars. Right now, you know, guys like Dominguez, Pochettino is not, they're not playing up to snuff right now. They've got to score goals.
Yeah.
They have to do that. I love David Pereira. I think he's playing really well for a young guy out there. There's some others that are playing well. The goalkeeper is playing well, but he's just under fire right now.
Yeah.
You can't play in his end and in his zone the whole time, and they've got to do something about that to help him out. But Alex Ring will return. And I think you'll see a different team.
No doubt about it. Got to give some love to Brad Stuver for his performance. I know he gave up a couple of goals, but how about the penalty save
against
Chicharito? That wasn't a bad PK.
No, it was not.
Chicharito.
No,
Stuber just
great
guessed
save.
Right and made a fantastic save early on. That was in the 17th minute. It was 0-0 at the time. But yeah, I mean, LA Galaxy had the better of the scoring chances in terms of quality and in terms of quantity. They were dominating that game pretty much from start to finish. Not a lot of high-quality scoring chances for Austin FC. Only two shots on goal for the match. And Buck, they looked tired. They just look tired. I don't know if it's the fact that they played five games in a row on the road. And they did, I don't know if you heard this, they did adjust their travel schedule this weekend. So normally, most of the Austin FC games have been at night. So they've been flying into the road city the day of.
That's right.
And then flying back after the match and come home, sleep in their own bed. Well, because this was an afternoon game on Saturday, Austin flew to LA Friday night. And they slept at a hotel. That's the first time they've done that, where they traveled the day before the game. I don't know if that made an impact, but, you know, athletes are creatures of habit.
True.
This was a little bit of a different routine. They just looked tired. They looked a step slow on
Saturday. Well, I guess when you're playing five games, and five games are on the road, and you still got three more, eventually some of that stuff will start to creep into your mind. Okay, is this road? No. We're not off the road. We still have three more games besides the game that we're playing tonight, you know, as of last week. So they've got to get into the mentality of – looking for a number. I don't know why you don't talk about we need a number. That number is, if we get three, we would love it, but we really want to get four wins. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy for a coach to say, no, we want to win them all. But to be realistic, the way this team is, and without a lot of superstars on it, love the blue-collarness about this team, but they have to look at something that's really – they got to shoot for a goal. And to me, shooting for the high is four to me. Getting three would be very nice coming back to Austin, Texas.
Yeah, look, this city, this fan base is electric.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Watch
they're
parties
everywhere.
All over Central Texas, and they're all jam-packed. I mean,
right.
Dozens of watch parties all over the area, and they're all packed with people.
Right.
And everyone has their jerseys and their hats and their scarves. It's awesome. So I don't think, like, fans are going to jump off the bandwagon or anything like that.
It's an expansion team.
You're casuals. You're casuals. Like, you don't want to enter Q2 Stadium on June 19th with a five-game losing streak.
No.
Like, you would really like to win. Like you said, if you could win two of the next three, that would be awesome. But you really would like to win at least one of the next three.
Give me three. I was
to
always
where you're not coming in here with the five-game losing streak.
I think, BK, we were always shooting for three. We had four in mind, thinking, wouldn't that be awesome if they could get through? At that time, it was seven games. So we thought, if they got four out of seven games when they were on that little bit of a streak, now the reality sets in that you are not only missing, you didn't only missing your leader last week, but you're missing a couple dynamic type of players out there on the wings, and that's starting to come into play when you're playing teams with Chicharito and players of that ilk on it.
Yeah. What's your concern level with the lack of scoring for this club? It's two goals in three matches for Austin FC. Of course, they were held scoreless, only two shots on goal against LA Galaxy. You brought up the two designated players. I agree with you 100%. We talked to your son about it a few weeks ago. Not only are those guys designated players, they wear the heaviest numbers. Dominguez
right.
wearing number 10, Pochettino wearing number 7. You need those guys to be your guys, and you're just not getting enough consistency. Like, they'll both have a match where they're really good, they're getting scoring chances, Dominguez has scored, and then they just will be non-factors for a match. You can't have that from those two guys.
And Gallagher, what do you do with him now? Now I'm missing him coming off the bench and that spark off the bench, but he can't come off the bench. He has to be a starter. There's no way. You can't get down 2-0 and then bring him off the bench. Too hard to come back from. He has to be a spark while he's in there. He has to be the guy who really takes on a lot of the scoring. But I think what's going to happen now as Alex Ring gets back, he can start this offense and get guys in position out in the midfield and really get them in position to score. You know, they had a couple opportunities in that game. You know, they had a streaker. And for the big guy, I forget his name in the back, the big defender in the back for the Oaks. He's a big dude. He looks like more like a football player than a soccer player. The one Chicharito scored the goal on. He was defending him, and he's so big. He's so bulky, and Chicharito is in really good shape right now. He kind of went right by him and spot on with the pass that he had, but the goal was just enormous. It really was.
Was it Romagna?
Romagna's a big dude.
Uh-huh.
He's a big, bulky guy, and sometimes he's very – when you look at him, he looks like he can move you around, do some things. But when he has to be the main defender throughout the game, which he did on Saturday night without having Alex Ring around, he's vulnerable by himself.
Mm-hmm.
He really is.
This team's a little shorthanded. I mean, five
yes,
matches now for Austin FC, and Josh Wolf has had different
starting 11s
in each of them. So whether it's injuries, whether it's the one-game suspension for Alex
Ring,
the registration issue with Tomas Pochettino a couple of weeks ago – a lot for a first-year manager to have to deal with. I mean, it's a tough situation, first-time coach, expansion franchise, that's already a lot on your plate, but throwing all this stuff on
sure.
there.
But it can't get more exciting than what's going on in the city of Austin on Saturdays
crazy,
when this group
man.
Plays. I mean, it's nice to see. It really is. It's exciting for the city, and it's got to be exciting for the team mm-hmm. to feel that love. They don't really feel it because they're on the road. They've been on the road for – they'll be on the road for 8 games. But they need to know there's a lot of love back here for them.
No doubt about it. What about positive takeaways? Once again, a disappointing result, a 2-0 loss. You don't score only 2 shots on goal. But from watching this match and rewatching this match, Buck, any players?
David Pereira's just growing, man. That dude is – he's going to be a real-life spark plug. If Alex Ring, if something happens with Alex Ring, you're going to start feeling really good about Pereira and his ability to play in the midfield, to play on the wings and do a lot of things. With the ball. I really like the way he's just continuing to grow each and every week.
He doesn't look like a rookie, does he?
No, he does not. No,
he's got to start. He's got to start, I think, at this point.
Well, when he was starting, remember, he started the first couple mm-hmm. games. He was in there, and there was life in that team. And Fagundes needs to get back in there and get it going again. It just was a tired game. I agree with you. They just look very – I don't even know if it's lackluster. It was almost like they – well, we know what's about to happen to us. We're missing that guy. You know, you don't have all that – you feel like this group has a lot of confidence – BK, but truly without Alex Ring, it's hard to be confident without that guy who handles the ball so much for you.
No doubt about that. Here is Josh Wolf, the head coach of Austin FC, giving his thoughts on the 2-0 loss to LA Galaxy.
Well, I think we're all disappointed. We lost the game, but it's we have expectations of what every week's going to look like and certainly what this whole year is going to look like. So there's going to be plenty of moments that we are on the right side of it. There's going to be plenty of moments that we don't get the results that we wanted, but it's about evolving. It's about learning. And today there's disappointment, but I also, again, in the second half, there's the uptick. There's the dynamic that we typically bring and what we're typically about. And, unfortunately we didn't have it it could be from many, many factors, whether it was personnel or it was a little bit shorter week for us traveling and playing at 12:30 here. It's not easy, but those aren't the excuses I'm making. And we just lacked energy, and we'll try to talk about it and figure out what we can do better to make sure guys are prepared in a better way next week.
All right, there is Josh Wolf. I agree with you, Daniel Pereira, a solid performance. Brad Stuver, I know he gave up a couple of goals, but had a couple of nice saves too, including the PK stop that we talked about earlier. Kakuta Mane, the sub,
yeah.
who came in the second half, had 2 great chances, maybe the 2 best chances for Austin FC all game long, coming in off the bench in the second half. Didn't capitalize on
either one. Oh, he had a shot.
One.
There was a great pass to him, and he didn't have his legs up. It was like he was trying to run through the ball mm-hmm. into the net. I'm like, get him up,
and
get him up.
And had just over yes. the bar, too. Had a nice run and was able to make a couple of defenders miss, created some space for him just outside the box, but shot it over the top of the bar. But it was good to see him. But, it's weird, Buck, because the preseason matches, the La Copita matches that we saw this team play, and also just the conversations we had with people who have mm-hmm. seen this team, got to see this team before we did, we didn't feel like scoring was going to be an issue. We felt like defense would be the issue, right? Like this team
would that's be all they did was
playing
defend.
In a lot of high-scoring games.
Right.
But that hasn't necessarily happened. Once again, only 2 goals in the last 3 matches. Like, you're not going to win games in this league if you can't score.
Well, if Dominguez is not going to get involved to the point where he's in position to score, then that will be a problem. That your designated player, we saw him flash, and I wondered if that was going to be it. Was it just going to be flashes every 3 games, every 4 games? He'll come out, maybe he'll score 2 goals, maybe he'll score 1 goal, but then you don't see him for 2 games. That scares you a little bit about his play. You need a consistent guy week in, week out, that at least will get his shot off. Whether he makes it or not, he's getting the shots. He's getting opportunities right now. He's not. Over the last 2 games, he really hasn't done very much.
Yeah, like Chicharito, 7 goals in 5 games. Well,
that dude is looking for spots to score.
That's your MVP early on in
MLS.
He's
definitely looking to score right now.
He's been ridiculous. So once again, the final from Los Angeles. It's LA Galaxy 2, Austin FC 0. The first losing streak. Do we call it a losing streak, 2 losses, or does it need to be 3?
No, I'm good. I got to go with 3.
Okay.
And that means you give him an opportunity against a second-year expansion team in Nashville, and we'll see where they go from there.
Yep.
New stadium. Lots of new boos coming in.
There you go.
Boo, you suck.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of that good stuff. And they've had a lot of that on the road. And that can wear on you. I mean, you just think about it. When is this road trip in? They knew what they were taking on. They understood what they were taking on. And I'm still saying they've done well. They're doing well, but they need that punch. They need that scoring punch. I don't know where it's going to come from. It looks like they have about 3 or 4 guys that can do it. but they haven't done it.
They haven't done it yet.
No.
The best chance for a positive result for Austin FC over the next 3 weeks is this weekend at Nashville. Quick standings check. Austin FC 10th in the West. Still plenty of season left to be played. And that Nashville game coming up Sunday night at 8 o'clock. All right, we'll take a quick break on soccer.
Duh.
The Horns official. Unofficial yet so official. I think
very
that's
official.
How
it's very official.
I don't know what's happening.
I have people on the text line during the week say this is the official.
It's the official.
Yes,
not the unofficial official. No. It's the official official.
Very informative to them, from what I hear.
I got you. Well, coming up, we will speak with the assistant coach of Austin FC, Davey Arnault. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to Soccer.
Duh.
The Horns unofficial yet so official soccer podcast with Bucky Godbolt and Brad Kellner. And we are thrilled to be joined by a very, very special guest. He is Davey Arnault, the assistant coach for Austin FC, a man who spent a lot of time in MLS as a player and now is the top assistant for Austin FC. Coach, thanks so much for the time tonight. How you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me.
No doubt about that. Want to start with just sort of an all-encompassing question. You guys have played 5 matches, 2 wins, 3 losses to this point. Just overall, is the club where you guys expected it to be? A little better, a little worse? How has the team fared compared to what you guys thought going into the season?
Yeah, I think so far, I think we're pretty happy with where we're at in terms of how we're playing. And, you know, I think anybody who's been around our league long enough, who's been around MLS long enough, you understand how tough it is to go on the road and get results. And, you know, we're starting out with quite a few games on the road here, 8 games on the road. So it's not going to be easy by any means, that we've known that. But I think so far it's been good. Our performances have been really encouraging. They've been really good. We've gone to some really tough places and been you know, been in control large parts of games. We've gotten 2 good wins in really tough places to go and win. So I think everything so far has been really encouraging. I think we are certainly not the final version of what we're going to be, but we're heading in a really good direction. And I think so far we're very happy with the performances overall, and obviously two wins so far.
Yeah, this isn't the time to reach a crescendo anyway, David. This is the time to learn about each other. Where everybody's going to be, where the positionings are. You know, Josh has to play a lot of different guys. You know, with your guidance, you've got to talk to these guys about long term of where you're going to be by the end of the season, not in the beginning of the season. So this has been, to me, a good trip to watch you guys play. But there's got to be a time where that starts to wear on you when you're on the road for 5 games now, and you're still looking forward to coming back home, but you got 3 other games that you have to take care of. Where is the growth that you feel like you've got to have, and not in a quick way, but that you'd like to see here over the next couple games?
Yeah, we will look forward to getting back home on June 19th. There's no doubt about that. But you know, Josh talked about it just yesterday. You know, this is where we're on this journey, this long term journey together, and you know, all of this is part of us growing as a team and continuing to understand each other and continuing to stick to what we're trying to do. And Josh has a very clear plan and clear idea about how we're going to play, what we're going to look like, that our roles and responsibilities within the team, what we're trying to do. There's a very clear path and a clear direction that we're heading, which has been really, really cool to see. All the guys are bought in. You know, it's tough. Like I said, it's, you know, asking an expansion team who's, we don't like to use that term. We want to kind of push that to the side because we want to, you know, we expect more than that. But as a new group that's been together for, you know, 6 weeks of preseason and now through 5 games, we're all still very new to each other, and the guys are new to each other. But, you know, we're going to continue to trust in our process and trust in what Josh is wanting us to do and how we want to play. And it's not going to change. We're going to go on the road these next 3 games with the same approach and same mindset and hopefully a few more good results before we come back home.
You know, it's really the game of soccer and the game of football are very intriguing in a way that when you have words said at you like designated player, you know, when you have 2 designated players, it's like, those people must be the quarterback. So when they don't see success like Dominguez and right now Pochettino, you're not seeing that weekly success. People start to say, "Well, what's this designation? Why are they so designated if they're not scoring 2 goals a game?" It's like being the quarterback. So if you don't get it done, people tend to look at you and say, why isn't this offense cranking it up? Why aren't they scoring goals?
Yeah, I mean, that term can be a tricky one at times, how they're labeled as that. But, yeah, you know, certainly with being a designated player, I think naturally there comes more expectations. But, you know, Josh always talks about it. You know, we're about the collective. And if collectively we do well and we stick to what we're trying to do, you know, those guys are going to get their goals. They're going to get their assists. They're going to be a big part of helping us win games, and they will. They're continuing to adapt. They're continuing to do well and buy into what Josh is trying to do. And those guys are going to be really important for us. And their goals are going to come. Their assists are going to come. And that goes hand in hand with the collective and with the with the success of the team. So those guys have been a plus for us so far, and they're going to keep getting better. I know that.
Coach, you guys have played 5 games thus far, and you've had 5 different starting lineups. Injuries, the registration issue with Tomas Pochettino, I won't ask you to comment on that, but suspensions, I mean, just all sorts of random variables that have gone into you guys having to change your starting 11 each week. In a perfect world for a coaching staff, do you guys just find that starting 11 and try to roll it out every single match, or is it just a constant tinkering, just trying to do what's best, and hey, we might go a full season without having the same group out there?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of what we do. There's going to be injuries, there's going to be suspension, there's going to be guys missing for all kinds of different reasons. We're going to have, you know, Matt Beasler, who was having his wife was expecting the day of the game or a day before a game. You know, those things happen. So again, Josh is constantly talking about the collective and the understanding of the solutions that we have within a game that come off the bench are going to have a really positive impact. And for me, that's been a big positive for us. You've seen guys who are not starting come in the game and have a real impact. Those same guys start the next game and continue to have a positive impact. It's part of a good team. You have to build depth. You have to have guys that can contribute, even if it's not every single week. Look, ideally, you're going to have, groups of players, a back line that you'll see some continuity in, a midfield you'll see continuity in. And, once you get into a rhythm with a group of players, it can be good. But you have to be able to do both. I strongly believe that good teams have guys that you can rely on to start every week. But you also have guys who are pushing. And if a change needs to be made, you don't miss a beat. And, you perform the same way.
Well, you got one young man that continues to grow each and every week, and that's David Pereira. His attitude, his ability, what you see from him from the beginning until he's out of the game, out of the match, he's been that real spark plug. And this is from a young guy. And I think that'll help down the stretch because you never know. Injury, I mean, Alex Ring is the ring leader for sure because you can tell how much you missed him last week. That's just, you can't pretend to put somebody in and take a guy like that's place and then move on like he wasn't there. That hurt an awful lot, that red card last week in this match. But when you watch a guy like David Pereira, eventually there's a young guy that if something were to happen, Alex Ring can get in there and do some of those things. Now, I don't know if anybody's going to be as physical as Ring because that dude knows how to get away with a lot of stuff with his body. And that's the maturity of an MLS player.
Yeah. No, I mean, Alex Ring he's obviously very important to what we're trying to do. There's no doubt about it. He's got great experience. He's a great leader for us. He's obviously, he's very good at the job that we're asking him to do. But, Danny Pereira has been really, really good so far. I think you see when you watch him play, like you said, he has energy, his technical ability, his ability to get out of tight spaces, his ability to connect the game for us. He's been impressive. I mean, it's hard to believe he's only, 5 games into a professional career right now. I mean, he has embraced his role within the team. The energy that he brings to the game, you can see it, and it's evident. So I'm really happy for him. He's a good kid. He works hard, and he's one I think you keep watching him. He's going to continue to grow. I think he's going to improve in a big way, and I think you've seen so far how important he's been to us, and he'll continue to be a big part of what we're doing.
Coach, a couple more for you. You were a part of an expansion franchise as a player back in Montreal in 2012. You actually scored the first ever goal in Montreal Impact history. That's pretty damn cool. But now a part of an expansion franchise again. I know you said earlier you hate that term, but that's the reality of the situation. Just your thoughts on Austin, your experience in Austin to this point, and also what you've seen. I know y'all haven't played a home match, but I'm sure just being around the city of Austin and all of Central Texas, you've kind of seen how much this fan base and how much the city has embraced y'all. So early experiences on the city of Austin and also the Austin FC fan base as a whole.
Yeah, I think, you know, I speak for myself personally. My experience so far in Austin has been great. And I think anybody you talk to at the club, there is such a good feeling at the club from, you know, ownership, front office, the staff, the technical staff that we have, the players, the training facility, the stadium. I mean, I could go on about, you know, how, I mean, just top class everything is from top to bottom. It's been a real joy and a pleasure to get to be a part of, to be honest with you. I feel very blessed to be here. And I don't want to speak for everybody, but when you talk to anyone in and around the club, you hear a lot of people saying the same thing. So from that standpoint, it's been really good. And, you know, from the standpoint of the buzz in the city, it's pretty incredible. You see it everywhere you go. Everywhere I go, I see Austin FC shirts and jerseys. And, you know, I have kids that are playing sports here. My son's playing baseball. My daughter's playing soccer. And, you know, all the parents on the teams are into it and they're watching games. And I have friends and family kind of around the area. The buzz, I knew there was going to be a big buzz about it, but just how big, I don't think I understood it. It's been phenomenal, and the city's embraced it. And, you know, I think they have a really exciting team and the city's got something to be really proud of. And I think we're all honored to get to represent the city. And I think June 19th is going to be a really special night. So I think we're all looking forward to that too.
Well, we're looking forward to June 19th, but for sure the future of this soccer team is, it looks like it's in great hands. And, you know, I've called them already so far 5 games. I'm calling this a blue collar team. And it's a team that people are around the world and people in MLS will they'll love it. Sometimes people say, blue collar means they're slow and not fast. They don't have great players. But to me, blue collar means that you will have people, dynamic players, wanting to come and play for you because you work so hard, and you work so hard from the beginning to the end of matches. And so I can see other great players wanting to come from different parts of the world to play in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, I mean, you can throw out, you know, different terms to describe our team, but, you know, what our guys have put into these games physically, and, you know, we get all the data back, is really impressive, man. They are bought in, and they are, you know, they're pushing us from a physical standpoint. What they've done and their output has been really impressive. But, you know, for me, just as much as that, from a game model standpoint and the way that Josh sees the game and wants us to play the game, it's really exciting. You know, you can see how we play. He's about the ball, and players, you know, players love playing in this type of system. They, you know, players want the ball, and we've had a lot of it, and you know, that will continue to get better as well. And we'll continue to create better chances and score more goals. So, you know, for me, I think in terms of physically and the work that the guys have put in, has been fantastic. And from a game model standpoint, I think the fans are going to really love watching us play, and that will continue to get better and better.
No doubt about that. Coach, thank you so much for the time tonight. Really, really appreciate it. Best of luck the rest of the way. And we can't wait to see you on June 19th, my friend. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right, you too. All right, that's going to do it for episode number 5 of Soccer. Duh. The Horn's unofficial, yet so official soccer podcast with Bucky Godbolt and Brad Kellner. Thanks again to Coach Davey Arnault for joining us tonight. And special thanks to our sponsors, Altstadt Brewery, Green Mountain Flower Company, and 34 Wine and Spirits. Make sure you check all of them out and support them. We appreciate their support of this podcast, and we appreciate y'all's support too. Thank you very much for listening to another edition of Soccer duh. Once again, a disappointing result for Austin FC. They fall 2-0 to LA Galaxy over the weekend. The next match for the Oaks coming up next Sunday night at 8 o'clock Central Time against Nashville. Three more road matches for Austin FC before the Verde and Black come home to Q2 Stadium. We cannot wait. For Bucky Godbolt, I am BK Brad Kellner. Thank y'all so much for listening. Y'all stay safe. Y'all stay healthy. Keep it Verde. This has been Soccer. Duh.